have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the border. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam as Illinois is going back to the Elite Eight once again, 65-55 over Houston. Never a doubt, boys. Never a doubt, fellas. I didn't have a sip of alcohol. I feel like I'm drunk. My voice is gone. It's already past midnight here. We're playing tomorrow against Iowa. Holy shit, boys. Let's enjoy this one for a moment, though.
Holy shit, it is tomorrow.
That was amazing, and that was a blur. I kind of don't remember anything of the last 8 minutes of that game because it was just inbounds the ball, foul, try to get a stop. But what a response from Illinois to start the second half. An ugly first half. And then that offense just came out and we were hitting threes. Jake Davis hit a three. Tommy hit a three. Keaton hit threes.
And
Ben one
Turney
time.
Turney Ben.
The most one-time three of all time. I've been screaming one time at Ben for the last 2 years. And when that one was in the air, I just yelled one time. And it was the most one-time one-timer. And he hit one time this game. He hit one shot, one three. But holy shit, it was a one-timer.
It was great. And this team just showed you how tough it was. It took so many punches from Houston. Such a physical team. And you know what? Illinois responded every time Houston went on a run. We would go on a run of our own. And the defense was awesome in the first half. And the defense was great in the second half, too. You held them to 55 points. And I can't believe that we are playing a 9 seed in the Elite Eight. The draw.
Oh my God.
The draw. Okay.
The draw gods.
We're playing a team that's not even the top 20 in KenPom. Okay, Josh, I need to hear
one. All right, I'm seeing how many KenPoms. I honestly
cannot believe our defensive performance today. Like, it is so insane how good we were tonight. And, like, I don't think that we've ever had a better defensive performance. I need three more of those, but like, it was insane tonight. We jumped Houston, by the way, guys, and KenPom from, they were five, we were six, or vice versa, or whatever.
They were four, we were six. So we
and
jumped.
Now we're four, they yes. are five. Because Florida.
Does that matter still?
It matters a lot because we are inching our way up. We are now number 21 in defense, which is so crucial. For what reason, Johnny?
For basically teams that are top 25 and both can win a national championship.
Oh,
okay.
And we are now both. And Purdue
think,
gets to
I
extend.
I think teams that win – I'm pretty oh, sure ahead. Teams go that ahead. Win six tournament – I was going to say teams that win six tournament games usually win the national championship. How about that for their trapezoid of excellence?
Yeah. I just want to give a big thank you to Ken and KenPom.com.
Yeah, the Johnny warned us before you begin. Johnny forewarned us of what was tonight, and tonight was what we call a Glazner of just
glazing, yes.
Of glazing of KenPom.
Yes.
And yes. We're about to see it. So Johnny, the floor is yours.
I just want to say thank you to Ken and his great analytics website. When everyone doubted this Illinois team and said, oh, they can't win close games. Oh, they've lost 4 out of 6. The season's over. This team's inconsistent. And KenPom was like, nope, fifth best team in the country, seventh best team in the country. This is a top 10 team. Just nope. You're a little too emotional about the ins and outs of losing an overtime game, another overtime game. You know what? Actually, this is an elite offense in a surprisingly good defense. And you know what? They proved Ken right. And for all of us Brad defenders, it's a great night to celebrate and take a victory lap because we were right. And people said he couldn't win big games. People said he couldn't make halftime adjustments. I don't know. I saw Illinois win the second half by a good margin. And It feels great. It feels great because you know what? We've had our losses in the round of 32. We lost to Houston. We lost to Loyola. And it feels so damn good to be on the other side of it. It just...
Johnny, there are 12 teams left in the tournament, right?
Yeah.
Illinois is one of them.
Yeah.
They only have to play three more games.
Yes.
Duke and Michigan have to play four more games.
Mm-hmm.
That's besides the point. Arizona gets to play three more games as well. But who is the what team gets to play the worst available team left in the tournament? What
that
team?
Would that
in
would
their
be,
next game? In their next game?
In their next game, that would be Illinois playing the team that's 22nd in KenPom. You're playing a team that would have been like an acceptable 3-6 matchup in the round of 32, and you're playing that game to go to the Final Four. You're playing a team that you beat on the road to go to the Final Four. And you know what? The other team that's in the Elite Eight, Purdue, you also beat them. Okay. And you know what? You also beat Houston in Houston. Like, this team's always been a road warrior team, and they did it again tonight.
And it's so perfect that it's Iowa, because like the Nebraska fans are obviously the storyline in Houston tonight. And it's like, I think we have the other 0.5%. Like the two biggest fan bases tonight in the arena were Houston, Nebraska, and it's Illinois and Iowa that moved on. Ah, it's cinematic.
Keaton Wagler put up 46 points in West Lafayette. I think he laughs at your quasi-Houston home game, respectfully speaking.
Yeah.
There are just – think about – I just want to give a shout-out to the rim for not being hung on tonight. I know the ghost of RJ Melendez is smiling down upon us this evening. Not really any dunks for Illinois to hang on the rim, per se. But you didn't even have to – you weren't really down in the second half. You know, obviously in that game a couple of years ago against Houston, that was to cut it to four. Domination on a defensive end, right? I'm with you, Johnny. I'm still trying to sort of figure out what happened there. Once we went on that like 18-0 run, things feel a little blurry still. Can we just like pick out some of the big moments of the second half right now? Because I still think I'm trying to piece it together here. There was the Jake three, the Ben three. There was a Mirkovic and one, right?
Yes.
There was an and one there.
There was some great passing just to kind of get a few layups in there, which was really nice. Keaton hit a few big threes. Keaton had 12 rebounds today. Double double with 12 rebounds.
Damn.
Just,
how many did Kylan have? Felt like Kylan had a ton of rebounds.
It was weird because he didn't play. He had 4 rebounds. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah, just how about Andrei Stojakovic too? Like back-to-back games where we just needed someone to give us some offense in the first half, and Andrei Stojakovic just delivered. Just. Oh, Maddie, you know, it was a big one, that Tommy three where,
yes, the back,
it was
the back
like a weird
there.
Camera angle, and you just see someone hit the ball out and it just goes to Tommy and just confidently took one. It was great.
That was a 2K was... camera angle. I
yes.
love that.
I
the
don't
camera angles
the
in the big in the Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Final Four, they just need to go. That's just, it's so annoying.
Have you ever wondered what it would look like if you had mediocre seats to the game tonight? Well, you can find out with this free throw camera angle. I never understood.
They go the entire season, but then the last like 15 games of the season, they're like, nah, let's change the camera angle on us.
Boys, you think this is bad? Wait till you see the view in Lucas Oil Stadium.
Well, we'll be there, so we don't have to watch. We'll be there, so we don't have to watch.
We will be...
Is there a worse view in sports than a Final Four in a football stadium?
So Sam, you have a special interest in this next game. Just tell me about tonight. Tell us about tonight and tell us about what's happening on Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. So I'm a big Illinois fan and we're playing for the opportunity to make Final Four, and that's really all there is to it.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Just another game.
And what time zone are you in? Are you in the same time zone as like the state of Illinois?
I'm in South Carolina. I'm an hour ahead. I'm going to a
wedding. Are you with anyone
ceremony.
In particular?
I'm with my wife who went to Iowa. Who,
And can she name anyone on the team?
On Illinois, yeah, she can name the entire team.
Okay. I asked her if she could name anyone on Iowa a couple months ago, and she said Caitlin Clark.
No. So before,
kind of crazy about Caitlin Clark, like making it like all the way to a championship, couldn't win it, but like Ben McCollum in his first year making it all the way. Whatever. Continue.
Sam, all the way to what? Excuse me, Josh. Eight. I was making
to the Elite Eight.
It's a cute story, but it's time to put it to bed.
Are you talking about Sam?
Anyways,
our marriage.
No, I'm talking about Iowa and his marriage. Yeah. Yeah, so Sam, jeez, what's your viewing plan for strategy, or your viewing strategy for Saturday?
Well, before the game, we were in Charleston driving to Myrtle Beach, and I volunteered to drive. I did not really want to deal with anyone else driving. Did not want to watch the Iowa Nebraska game, and my wife was sitting shotgun giving me updates. And when Iowa won, I was like, this is not good. Like, I'm telling you now, like, there's no good scenario. Either we lose tonight, it's not good, or Saturday, like, it's going to be a very unpleasant 48 hours. And so Saturday, I'm an hour ahead in the Eastern time zone, going to a wedding, cousin's wedding at 5 p.m. Game starts at 6 p.m. I'm going to be a terrible wedding guest.
Yes.
Terrible wedding guest. My school is playing my wife's school. Like, I can't think of... Can't really think of anything. She's like laughing next to me. I can't think of like.
And it's a wedding you guys want to be at, right?
No.
Oh, that's mean. That's not nice to put that person in that position.
Well, I mean,
Sam,
now
I was nice at your wedding. I missed an Illinois football game where they played next door. You know, I was nice about that. So, you know.
Did you get to watch that game, Maddie?
I could have been in person. Could have been in person.
Yeah, Sam is at a wedding.
Maddie, remember when we were like, we should go to the football game on my wedding day, and you were like, I don't think we should do that. Like, if we get a flat tire or something.
I was the voice of reason. I was the voice of reason. You're welcome. You're welcome.
My wife says, my king.
But instead, we did record our 100th podcast episode on Sam's wedding day.
Speaking of 100.
As Aiden Loffer, 3 touchdowns that day. Great game. Anyway, Sam, good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, it's one of those days where like I really have the opportunity to piss everyone off at once. The person whose wedding I'm at, my family by being a dick, Skylar, my wife by being a dick, really going for the trifecta. And if we lose, it's still the same thing. Like, I'll just continue kind of probably being a dick. Even though my wife would be happy for me if Illinois won.
And if they win and you're like, this is the happiest day of my life, she's gonna be like, what about our wedding day? So it's
that was a great day. That was a top 5 day for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we beat Northwestern at Wrigley.
Yeah.
And
3 touchdowns. Good luck, Sam. I think it's one of those where you just have to go into it and you just have to say, I might come out of this a villain, and that's okay. And you have to just not really care about judgment. And you have to prioritize self-preservation here.
Yeah. Everyone says don't schedule fall weddings. They never think about the March weddings as well. It's never like,
what about childbirths?
No comment. Speaking of, one-year-old birthday party, like, straight into Finley Dunes on Saturday night. Let's do it.
The bar was packed. I walked in 2.5 hours before the game thinking it wasn't going to be that crowded. It was bumping. Shout out ESPN 1000. They shut it down. Yeah, they made their presence known this evening, ESPN 1000. Cool, I guess, would be how I would describe it, but, you know.
Definitely cool.
Definitely cool.
But, yeah. You know, Brad's rob the bank thing.
Yeah.
We made this joke. We made this joke.
Oh, you did. You did. Okay. Should we?
Yeah. Really. Really.
Are we allowed to discuss that, or is that?
I already tweeted what you're referring to. I said.
Oh, okay.
I said broken in at 3:30 a.m. Been packed since 5 p.m. for an Illini game. Finley Dunes is the best. Fuck anyone who tries to mess with them.
For context, the this morning, the day of the game at 3:30, someone broke into Finley Dunn's and stole their ATM machine. And they robbed the bank, just like Illinois did at Pinnacle Bank Arena. What did we steal the oil tonight in Texas against Houston? Toyota. It was honest. It was a Toyota-thon tonight at the Toyota Center. But yeah, unfortunate situation for the bar. But thankfully, they have another Illinois game to make their money back. And then hopefully a Final Four to just rake in cash. But
absolutely.
Tonight was just so much fun. Tonight was so much fun.
Let's go back and give Brad some more flowers here, because I don't think we're doing enough of it, because I really hope tonight we can really lay to rest. Here lies, I'm doing the graveyard meme, whatever, the headstone meme, like, here lies Brad Underwood haters. Whatever year they started to March 27th, 2026. You want to hate on Brad? At this point, like,
fuck right off.
So even if you wanted to move the goalposts further,
you might want to wait until after Saturday just to fully put it to bed.
Sure.
But here's my favorite criticism of Brad, which is, oh, he's really good at winning Big Ten games, and that's it. Well, good. All we have in the Elite is a Big Ten game. Just beat Iowa. Just beat a team that you've beaten 10 times out of the last 11 times. We started with Fran, and now we're going to play Iowa, too, in the same tournament. Let's just go do that.
Last time we beat Iowa, we were at Josh's place. You guys are going to Josh's place same day as the Iowa game.
Wow.
History. How poetic.
It was dad's birthday for the first time. Now it's son's birthday. This is
like father, like son.
Yes.
That is full circle. Look, I don't know about you guys. I kind of feel the exact same way as I did when we recorded the episode with Robert and Tyler 2 days ago about Iowa. I was rooting for them in the game. I feel, you know, all things considered, calm. You know, this is very different from 2 years ago, you know, when we beat Iowa State, you know, a fun season. But I'm like, look, let's be honest. We're about to play UConn, who's an absolute freaking buzzsaw. This feels so different. This feels Beyond. So different. I understand the high risk, high reward. Look, if we lose to Iowa, fine. They get to dance on our graves. I would much rather have Iowa. And I know everyone listening, maybe except for Robert, if he's listening, would much rather have Iowa. This is a freaking godsend. I don't change my tune an inch.
That's sports. It's you, the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And that's the whole point. Absolutely. Is like you're putting your heart out there and you're risking it in the hopes that you reach the highs, knowing that if you don't, you are going to feel like at rock bottom. And this is our opportunity. Saturday is going to be an emotional roller coaster. Hopefully we take control of that game early, but this is your opportunity. Like, it's going to feel even a little bit more sweeter making the Final Four because you beat one of your rival. I remember we had Stephen Bardo on the podcast a little while ago.
And Josh, episode 3, I think.
Episode 3 of the Boardroom in 2020,
holy shit. I wonder 2021
season. And if you need a flight in 72 hours, he's good. But Josh
you're going to need one quicker than that, Johnny.
Yeah. Josh said to him, you know, Stephen, what do you think of this new rivalry between Illinois and Iowa? And Stephen said, new rivalry.
Did you say new rivalry?
Yeah. But this
rivalry
is
renewed.
Highest stakes game in the rivalry by far.
It's so funny that, like, I mean, like, from our podcast history, we don't have to go back to what Stephen Bardo was referencing, what Robert referenced in the last podcast, but, like, you had Io DeSumo. You had Luka Garza, you had Keegan Murray, you had Kofi Coburn, and it's Keaton Wagler versus Bennett Sturts, of all people, for an Elite Eight. It's so crazy that it's these two teams in this position to go to the Final Four for both teams in the first time for a very long time.
It is so funny that we beat Fran in the tournament. It's like, there's just something like, so like, I don't know.
Full
destiny,
circle.
Full circle, poetic.
Irony.
Irony.
Do you guys want to hear a fun stat that I just found on Twitter? It's from Mark Potash.
Sure.
Illinois won the free throw battle tonight, 21-2.
And it's a little misleading.
But that was explain your misleading before I finish the tweet.
Because we probably took like 14 free throws from Houston following us at the end.
Yes, for sure.
We should have made more.
We should have made more, but no, I said attempts, not makes.
No, 14. What was it, 21-2? It was probably 7-2. How many free throws did Kylan Boswell end the game with?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just going to read the rest of my tweet if you don't.
Kylan took 10 free throws in the last minute, and Keaton took free throws, and David, I think, all. So, yeah, that's like 14 right there.
All right, Illinois had a 21-2 edge in the free throw attempts for the second time in the tournament this year, and has a 59-10 edge in three tournament games. The biggest disparity so far in program history, and historically a good indicator. This shouldn't be that shocking, but it's just like a. So we had 59 free throws attempts to the, we're plus 49, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every year that we've been more than plus 30, what does it mean for the Illini?
Final four.
Final four.
These stats are cute
all
and
two
fun,
times.
But there's,
all two, all there's, two final fours.
There is
but like,
no relation between.
Well, like if you're plus 30 in free throw disparity, that means you've had multiple games in which your team has been shooting free throws at the end of the game. So that's what it means.
It's literally when you run the ball more times than your opponent in football. Like it's the misleading correlations, not causation.
Yeah.
Statistic this, when you yeah, run the
I
ball.
Might have should, I shouldn't. I don't know. I'm too drunk to fucking think if it's a good stat or
not. You had three beers. You had three beers.
At
you,
most
you have
three,
a meeting
at
in
least
6 hours?
Three. At most
you
are three.
Nothing if not consistent about those. Three is the magic number for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You could blow.
Does anyone else have any fun stats?
You could blow a 1.5 and it would still be three.
I have a fun stat. I handed Josh his third beer three times.
Well, I asked for my third beer three times, more specifically.
And on three separate, distinct, disparate opportunities, did I hand you your third beer?
When they pull you over and they ask if you've been drinking, and I just be like, I don't remember drinking.
All right. Well, anyways.
Maddie's like, enough DUI talk.
Speaking of DUI talk, what I was telling Johnny, this will relate, because Mark Few, he got that DUI a couple years ago.
Yeah, Mark Few.
I'm done with Houston's shtick in the same way that I've been saying for like 5 years that I'm done with Gonzaga's shtick, where they're like, I know Houston's in the Big 12. Like, I know they weren't in the Big 12 until a couple years ago. Either merge with Queens or win a national championship. Good night, Kelvin Sampson. Yeah. You cheated and you've lost again. I'm holding up an L. For this being our Elite Eight Odd podcast, we quickly ran out of material.
I think it's because all of us are very drunk. Half of us.
Do you guys want to talk about Rice and just like kind of the how
thanks
they compare
so
to
much
the
for
Venmo?
Yeah.
No, who I don't know who it was. I don't know who it was. Who tweeted today? About Rice.
It's Sam.
I had a figure that 1% of the tweet was Sam.
But
should we get them something? I checked the registry.
Well, no. We clearly said we were not getting them anything.
I'm not getting them anything.
On their registry was an entire. They want an entire football team.
It was so weird though on Twitter that the Rice fans were like dapping Houston fans up, saying, "Wow, we got this for you." Like. Yeah,
Stamp.
Let's go. Good luck.
I think there's
to
a category about this on
our...
a specific orange and black website.
Wait, Maddie, Rice, who?
Who?
The Owls, but it's like
Maddie loves that one.
I do. I'm so fascinated though. Do you think like if DePaul had a really good team, Loyola would step in and host the Midwest Regional? Like it just doesn't make sense.
Even is, no pun intended. Who even is a Rice fan? Like what?
Connor Cashaw.
Who?
But he transferred to Creighton. Who?
Yeah, he left. Never mind. There's like a 1% of people who would remember that.
I like how we tweeted, give me the hardest path, and now we're like so excited about how we're playing.
Well, no,
it was both. It was exactly that. We said, give me the hardest path, and now we have the easiest path. It's perfect.
Give me the most medium path.
I was just saying that was doing.
So now we enter the Big Ten tournament, and we have a Friday game against Iowa.
I know they beat Scott. My wife goes, a 9 seed, that beat Florida.
Oh, yeah.
But who beat Florida? Or who did Florida beat in a secret scrimmage?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So it's the big tournament, that was Josh, like... you want to tell us?
Oh, wait, yeah, go ahead, Josh.
What?
It's the Big Ten tournament. You want to tell us about the Big Ten tournament?
Oh, we have a Friday game.
Presented by TIA.
We have a Friday game against Iowa. That's all that it is. And then a Saturday game against, I think, Michigan State. And then a Sunday game.
And then a Sunday game against Michigan.
Michigan. And we're notoriously good against both those schools.
But someone was like, after Iowa beat Florida, Todd Golden was like, I'm so proud of these guys. And they're like, Todd Golden loves his students. For more info, search Todd Golden, Florida students.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We're really touching on all the coaching.
Man, this day started off strong when Josh was texting us that he was worried about Brad Underwood going to Kansas. And now we're all the way back in the Elite Eight, potentially going to a final.
Can we talk
four.
About the non-compete?
No, not yet. We still have to talk about our team, and then let's get to the non-compete. Yeah. Yeah, we won.
Yeah, I don't know. I just need to like rewatch this entire game, right? Like,
do you know when you scream so much you black out? That's like,
yes.
That's
oh my
gosh, I don't think that happens
the amount of
Josh,
the amount of defense chance that Josh was starting and Josh was ILLing as if the sound would go through the TV and into Houston into Toyota. I think it might. But it was honestly just a great performance from Josh, I have to say. There were moments too where I think I was in a defensive stance when we were on defense. And you know what? We held him to 55 points. So.
I had my hands together over my head like this, and everyone who can see who's watching this podcast live, so many of you, can see this. It was like a good prayer over my nose and mouth. And it ended up working, so I'll continue following that train. Maddie, comments?
I want us to think
that. You don't want to know my comment. You don't want to know my comment. I was going to say, can we Tony Reale mute him for a second?
Yeah,
Until he stops being like, for those of you that are watching this right yes. now, he muted himself.
I do want us to think back to right at the end of the first half, and we were up 8, and then Houston cuts the lead to 2. That was a long halftime, and we were kind of talking each other off the ledge of, wow, we really could have put them away. And then other people being like, hey, we're still up two. Like the half ended, we would have taken it. And then they immediately responded to start the second half, which was great.
Not Johnny, not that you'd ever doubt Illinois, but you were uncharacteristically like chill about it. You know, I was the one that was pretty annoyed. Obviously it's happened, you know, it happened in the, not that this is, you know, this is a little bit anecdotal where it's like the Penn guy hits a 3 before half to cut the lead to 10, where it's like, it feels like that happens really often where it's like you have a little run going into the half and then, you know, a crappy offensive possession by Illinois and then a crappy defensive possession to cut it. I was pissed. You had an opportunity to go up 8, 10 plus points at half and you'd let them cut it to 2. And I was annoyed. I was very vocal about that. And I'm not going to say uncharacteristically chill, but a little, you were helpful, Johnny. Like, not that you'd ever doubt Illinois, but you were like talking everyone off the ledge there a little bit.
Yeah, I was definitely like, hey, we got this. I think just from watching this specific team so many times, the offense looks broken for parts of the game, and then it just comes alive. And I just kind of had the belief that at some point this offense is going to work. And that's exactly what happened when we went on that 17-0 run. And Brad made some great adjustments in the second half. I felt like we were kind of like attacking the rim a little bit more and being a little less stagnant with the Houston double teams. And that just kind of gave us an edge, and we continue to just win those rebounding wars. And there were times where we turned the ball over in the first half, and then the second half, we kind of just said, if we can just get shots up at the rim, like, we're going to have very solid possessions. And basically from, what was it, probably like the 19-minute mark to the 8-minute mark, we just dominated that game for 11 minutes, and that really was all she wrote.
One more shout out. It's just so fun watching Dada Mirkovic play basketball sometimes. Like, he's just all effort. I know we were joking on Tuesday. Sam, you were the one that made the joke on Tuesday. You're like, these guys don't know, like, Kelvin Sampson. Like, these guys don't know, like, the history. These guys were minus 20 whatever years old. These guys were playing in Europe. Like, it doesn't look like they don't give a shit, though. It doesn't look like they don't know the history. It doesn't look like they don't want it with every ounce. It doesn't look like it's not personal. David is no exception to that.
There was a great play where I think Zvonimir fell down for a rebound, and they ended up kind of like – there was a no call. But it was kind of like a 3-on-4 situation. And instead of like chilling and waiting, David just kind of went straight at Houston. And they seemed like not ready for it. And it set up a layup for someone on our team. And it was great. He plays with a real like sense of urgency. And it's such a funny dichotomy, as Josh loves to say, where he's such a competitive guy on the court and then also incredibly silly. And it's fun. Because you're reminded, oh yeah, he is 20 years old. He was 19 at the start of the season. Like, he's just a character.
Remember at the start of the season when we were like, oh, like, this might be the David Mirkovic experience might be like a little stressful. He's kind of a crazy horse.
Yeah.
Which he is. He is. Yeah, he is. But it's like pretty insane, like, how
he did this against Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, against athletic teams.
Someone said he was a worse Georgie, but I won't say who.
He's a what?
A worse. Someone said he was a worse Georgie. I'll find the clip.
Who?
He's wearing.
Who?
Johnny, you want to say anything or no?
No, I think I said that he was like a combination of Georgie and someone else.
That's fine. No, I mean, like. No, I think I said, like, he reminds me of Georgie in the sense that when he shoots a three, I don't know if it's going to land anywhere near the rim or it might just go in, which I still kind of feel that way sometimes with his shooting form.
It's a very slow form. It's a very slow shot.
It's a shot put. Yep.
Sorry, I've been, as you can probably tell from our Twitter feed tonight, I've been very much in the weeds of finding people who hate us. Do you have anything to say to Big Glenn Network? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. This Nebraska fan who loves to talk a little smack.
Anything to say to him?
A lot of words. You know, he was talking about how this was Nebraska's best season ever, and it was Illinois' second best season in 20 years, and we only tied Nebraska. Like, I don't think we tied Nebraska at the end of the year, buddy. So enjoy watching from the sidelines.
If there's one thing I learned about Nebraska and Iowa fans this week, it's they don't like each other. I don't know you guys, but it was pretty mean on the internet. It was bad.
Very bad. I know exactly what you're talking about. They need a timeout. They need a timeout.
Immediate timeout. You know, so
can't wait for the under 16 for that.
Need the under 16. You're gonna give your. Have you given Brody his under 16 timeout yet? Your son,
Maddie, you have to pause the episode. That's so annoying.
Oh no. It happened. Leak. week.
Not the first time.
The book's out on. Honey, pack your stuff. We have to go. We're changing our names.
I have not. I have not. I have not.
Sydney. Sydney. Okay. Sydney, here's your new passport. We have to go. We've been compromised.
Social security number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. All right. All right.
And back on track. Do you want me to yell into the mic so you can find it?
Yell just like
no,
the worst thing you can
think
of. No,
this is all staying in the episode.
So
like,
no.
No. Wait, did you guys hear, did you notice Stan Van Gundy pronounce that David?
And Keaton Wagler.
Keaton Wagler. And then at the end of the game, they're like, and Illinois is going to make the Elite Eight for the second time in a couple of years. Or something like that.
Very, very casual. It's like
just a couple of years.
Just like a couple of years.
Weird. It did seem like Stan Van Gundy was like effusively praising Illinois, especially he's like, they don't foul. Like he's really impressed by the possession math. Honestly, we kind of just outmath Houston, right? Illinois is a great academic school. And we said, you know what? You're going to shoot your mid rangers. Fine. We'll take threes. And
you're no Rice. You're no Rice.
Yeah. You're no Rice. And we're going to get offensive rebounds and not turn the ball over a lot. And we're going to win the game. That's
my
what we
favorite.
Did.
I just loved when Keaton let the ball roll, and it took them like 10 seconds to.
That was amazing.
Just
that gives you an extra half a point of or like percentage point of winning, right?
Yeah, there were definitely a few times down the stretch where like you could tell the refs knew we were gonna like not pick up the ball after Houston made a shot, and the refs were like starting to catch on to that BS, which. I love
like BS we're the what, finally like, the team that's doing this,
yeah,
this stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Annoying, right?
You love
the
to,
annoying
you love to
team.
Be that team. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm still in a little bit of
bad shock. Yeah.
Or a little bit of
going
right
to bed
now.
Tonight's
I
gonna
was,
be
I
so
was...
chal going to bed tonight's gonna be so challenging just watching every t looking at every tweet. Like it's just like every replay, everyone talking about Illinois. You weren't focusing on it during the game. And it's just like, I now get to experience the game again. I'm so excited.
Are we quick? If we win Saturday, if what's our plan?
I was about to ask that. I had an idea. I don't know how it's gonna work audioly. I don't know what the word is, but like
no. I'm talking I'm talking like indie.
Oh, we're going to indie.
Yes.
No, I know, but like,
we'll have to. I'll have to figure some stuff out. What I was saying though is, if we do win, I'm so curious. I feel like that emotion and reaction will be like so raw. I would love to just record in the first like 5 minutes of winning the game. You know, the audio quality might be horrific, but I almost feel like it's like worth having crappy audio quality just to get like the true raw reaction in that moment, just for like posterity's sake. So something to think about on Saturday night. Maybe bring a pair of AirPods on the dance floor, Sam. Maybe bring a pair of AirPods voice to the game. We can step outside real
it
quick.
It might just be like I dial in, like give me a minute to just like scream some shit, and that's it. Like that's my work. That's my basketball minute. That's my basketball.
That's
minute.
Totally fine. And they're like, they're playing Sweet Caroline. I gotta go, guys. But I don't know. I think obviously, like, we're at the bar. We're like, you know, talking for a little while. We're talking in the car ride home. Like, we're giving good nuggets. Like, there's a level of emotion in the first 30 minutes after the end of the game that, you know, you can't mimic that. So that's just something to think about, because I know we've done a couple of these. I feel like the last Elite Eight episode also we did pretty quick after the game ended, and that was obviously like a really fun, really emotional one. So I think if we win on Saturday, we should try to just get some instant reaction.
That'd be no, go ahead, Johnny.
No, I was just gonna say that raw emotion is just it's unbeatable. And Sam's wife is gonna be like, "See in the bathroom, like what's going on?" And there might be tears on all four of our faces if we're going to the Final Four, and there might be tears on all four of our faces if we lose to Iowa. So it's
there's boys, get ready to cry on Saturday, no matter what happens. Yeah. Like,
I'm crying Saturday.
Get ready to cry
before the game. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Get ready to
long,
cry no matter what.
Long 48 long 40 hours.
Yeah, that's Sam. That's part of the reason why I want us to win, because I just want more time with this team, right? Like, I want the full week to soak it in. I'm not ready. I was on the phone with our friend Elliot today, and he's like, I'm just not ready for this season to be over. And I would love a full week to just celebrate this team, take a victory lap, enjoy the heck out of what's been now an awesome season. You went 15-5 in the Big Ten. You had the second most wins of the Big Ten, and you made the Elite Eight. And now you're on the doorstep of the Final Four. And I think that was so much fun, like a part of this game. We're almost having trouble like creating a narrative. And it's kind of because everyone just chipped in a little bit, right? Tommy had everyone just had a little bit of a moment during that game. And we can't be like, oh, that was the Keaton Wagler game. This was the, hey, everyone just had a moment at one point. And guys who had been criticized all the year, like Andre and Tommy, were awesome at certain points during this game. And this is just a team. And it's so fun to celebrate this team and be a part of it in some way as fans.
You had that tweet, Johnny, where it's like, we have the opportunity to have the Andre game and the Keaton game and yeah. the Mirkovic game. This was just like, and I know it's like the repetitive trope that, you know, players will always say in like a post-game press conference of like team win. But if you know, if just instant reaction, if I said 3-2-1, who is the best player in the game tonight for Illinois? There's not this like gut response of a player that you have at other points in the year where you're like, okay, Keaton was the number one player today. Okay, Andre was your number one player today. It just felt super even. It was a team defensive effort tonight. It was a team offensive effort. Like Kylan struggled in the first half. Kylan didn't score until those free throws at the very end of the game, right? Ben had 1-3. Jake had 1-3. Like, it really was your most spread out, probably offensive and defensive game of the entire season, which is probably why it's so hard to create that narrative. That is your narrative right there.
Team win. Culture win. Like, it's awesome. And it's so great, too, the highs and lows of a guy like Ben Hammerkaus, who had been criticized and dogged for a year and a half as part of this team and has just turned himself into just an awesome role player who plays great defense, turned himself into DeMonte Williams. And in this team, just out tough
Iowa, Houston. Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah,
Iowa,
exactly.
Iowa.
DeMonte Williams. He turned that one around, right? I think we're 10-1 since DeMonte said, I'm going to fight you, Connor McCaffrey. Like, let's go. His legacy, it's in your hands, Ben.
Unbelievable. My God. I just want to say this out loud. We have an opportunity to go to the Final Four on Saturday night. It feels really nice to say that. You are Johnny, you're what away from a Final Four. You're what away. Tell us. Lead us out with this.
You just have to beat a 9 seed and you're in the Final Four. Just beat a 9 seed. Just beat a 9 seed. Just beat a team that you beat on the road and now you're playing in a neutral site. Just beat a 9 seed. You just have to beat a team that's not even top 20 in KenPom. Not even top 20 in KenPom. Just beat a 9 seed. Just beat a 9 seed.
A team you already beat once this year on the road and you're one win away from the Final Four in Indianapolis. I don't know about you guys, but I'm fucking excited. and I know y'all are listening are hella excited too. So we're excited. We're amped. Come through Saturday night. Come through early. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be crowded. It's gonna be a ball. It was a blast night at the bar. Yeah, awesome win. Anything else, boys? Josh, you're holding up fingers. I don't know what that means.
15.
That's a 6. I don't know what that means.
No, this is a 1 and a 5, 15% off with promo code boardroom 15.
All right. This man is borderline, you know, blacked out, and he doesn't know his left from his right, but he remembers that we have been running a deal right now for
the NIL store boardroom yes. 15.
Oh,
that's
God.
Your code.
All right,
I was so all convinced right. that it was a 6, and it was like win 6 games
yeah,
in the
right.
tournament,
that's
and you won
that.
The national title. Josh
in
is
what
a company
world
man.
Is that a 6? Yeah. Wait, can
six
you
is
can
the
you,
number of beers he had?
Yeah.
That's once again, that's six that you're holding up.
I think
awesome, Josh.
is it a mirror? Is it a mirror?
Wait,
Like,
I can see what you guys see. It's clearly a 15.
yeah, you're holding up six fingers.
Correct, but what a one and a five.
Okay.
ILL.
That's 9% less off than I want to give the listeners. So I'd rather give them 15% off. All right, everyone. We will see you on Saturday night. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next one. ILL.